Good morning. My guest this morning by telephone is David Goodman from the Redwood Empire Food Bank. Good morning, David.
Good morning. It's great to be here.
It's great to have you. Many, many people in the United States today are on furlough or just not working, have lost their jobs either temporarily or permanently. So you guys there at the Redwood Empire Food Bank are supplying furloughed members of the Coast Guard who are stationed in Two Rock, as I understand it. So tell us about that. Tell us what's happening and how it works for these people to be beholden to you guys for your meals.
Well, first of all, I just want to thank you for putting a light on this, a spotlight, if you would, on this, because it's important. Tuesday of this week, just a couple days ago, we had expected, we contacted the Coast Guard actually to say, is there any help that's needed out there? And they said, in fact, there is. And we geared up and expected to see 75 families out represented at the Coast Guard, and we brought 8 pallets of food, and we were stunned by the fact that 175 families showed up. You know, people, I hate the expression, but people live paycheck to paycheck, and it doesn't matter whether you're in the private sector or the public sector. You know, people really need every single paycheck to make ends meet.
Right, right. What are they getting to eat?
Well, we bring an assortment of foods, you know, just healthy foods. Yeah, they range from fresh vegetables, fresh fruits and vegetables, to chicken, to canned tuna, et cetera, rice, you know, all the basic staple items,
right, right,
as well as a few snacks.
What do they think about the scrape they're in?
I think that it's really sort of striking that people are being required to serve their country, and whether it's the Coast Guard or whether it's people working for the TSA, these are people that are putting their lives on the line and they're serving their country. And I think the dissonance between what they're doing and how they are being supported by their employer, the United States of America, I think is very difficult for them to reconcile. But let me just say that, you know, in the world of hunger relief, it is a nonpartisan issue. We hunger doesn't really care where you stand and what your occupation
right.
is. Disasters happen every day to people, and whether it's, you know, job loss, injury, divorce, natural disasters such as the Sonoma Complex fire, and in this case, it's an economic disaster that's man-made, human-made, if you would.
Yes. What can people listening to this interview right now, what can those people do to help, if anything?
Well, you know, much like the Sonoma Complex fire, you know, every time there's a surge in the number of people that we serve, we need support. We need financial support. We need volunteerism. We need food. And they can simply go to our website, and all of the information that they need to get in touch with us and support and engage is all available.
So they won't be told that, try calling us back in 2 weeks.
No.
There is active need for people to work.
Well, if you would imagine, you know, the holidays just ended, and that's when people really focus on hunger around
yes.
America. And
right.
the holidays are over, but hunger didn't end, and now we have a new issue. So it just keeps on going. From a hunger relief worker perspective, you know, it's just more. Just more help is needed. And that is the call to action.
Can they? Is there?
If not now, then when?
Is there a telephone number they can call to?
Sure, they should call the Redwood Empire Food Bank at 707-523-7900, 707-523-7900, and they can find us simply by going onto their web search, Google or whatever, and looking for Redwood Empire Food Bank, and we'll pop up.
Thank you very much, David, for talking to us.
It was great to be here. Thank you.
And thank you out there for listening. I'm Roland Jacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight.